welcome into episode 179 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and I've got What's Crack, Swap section, Coming Up, Me section and the Shoppy section. This episode is sponsored by my own Etsy shop where you can buy all the Tartan Project bags at www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello section. Sandy, hello to new to me, being with me a while now and being with me forever, listeners. I really, really do appreciate you tuning in and I hope that you're still enjoying yourselves. A Sandy hello to new group member Ramsey Baggins, who's Tipsy Nips Pip. And I love their podcast, it's brilliant. Their last episode, they were testing Donut Gin at the start, the Rock Rose stuff. It's really funny, you need to listen. Random hellos are to Laurie, LP Star, Post Leslie, Kel Pat, Taffophile, Fibercrafter, D. Lauder, Gail Torrey, and B. D. Edgar. And a huge hello and thank you to Emily in Brooklyn.
What's the crack section?
What's the crack? Oh, I went back and I listened to some of my old episodes. I've been around a while now. I'm going to say 8 years. Almost. Because I started when Daisy was 1 and a bit. And she's just turned 9. So, 7.5 years. And I don't know. And I had wondered how much I had changed and what was I missing from the earlier episodes. Because the content does shift about a bit. My iTunes would only go back to episode 89, as I had set it to show 100 episodes, but I've gone back and I've changed it to show all but the first 4, as they were really cringeworthy for me now, and I really only want the diehards of diehard.com wearing the Bruce Willis white vests to hear it. Anyway, things I miss. The music, the Wild Mountain Time music, because I can't use it anymore. The website provider ceased. I've found another one that I use on the Free Music Archive, but now I remember it. It was my summer tune. So remind me when the geese go, will you? They've been here quite a while now, and the starlings were murmurating this morning, and it was joyous to watch. It's really autumnal here in Caithness. Well, I'm not a big autumn or deep winter fan. I miss the light. I don't like brown and yellow together. I like blue and brown, and the yellow and the brown reminds me of rotting leaves, damp coldness, cold feet, cold wet feet and hands, and that's with my wool on. What I also missed was the Caithness segment, so I really should bring that back, and the reason I dropped that was because I was getting a bit too lazy to do the writing up for that, because it took quite a bit of time to plagiarise somebody else's book for history. No, rewrite history from my perspective. Although the one I listened to was Sven the Pirate, and he had a castle which I latterly visited called Bacolly Castle. So I quite like how hearing something about what I've researched and then eventually go and look at, so it came about. I also really, really, really missed Quattro's noises. I mean, there's dog noises, but it was Quattro's noises. So, oh, my wee little black friend. Are orange and brown and, well, gold. Well, maybe I do like orange and brown together. Her friend, the furry one, is sitting looking out the window, ready to pounce on anything that goes past. It's now November, and I miss Teal Tambor and Breast Cancer Awareness October, but any month should be aware of these terrible diseases. So please, listeners, I think it's time to consider that if you've had any time of pain or bloating. Also, is it time for the smear, which is not pleasant for either of you? It's worth going, please. If you've never had one and you're of an age where you should have one, then please, 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 please go. I go regularly. And also for October, please check the breasts. Get your partners involved in this one. Check each other's, please, men and women. Okay, now, men in particular, it's Movember where the moustaches get grown to raise money and awareness of men's cancer. So, everyone get having a careful feel. Health and safety announcement over. I will move back to more woolly, timely goodness now. Wovember is upon us already, and the Wovember blog is full on. This gets better and better every year, and this year the Instagram picture a day is themed around what wool means to you, and in particular how it relates to your wellness of body and mind. Knitting and crochet tend to be things that we do in our own houses, and sometimes they can be tough on a person. If you think of other clubs or hobbies, they could be team outings involving human interaction, and we are pack animals after all. Knowing why wool makes you happy is a good thing, and I'm trying to participate in the Instagram. I hope you like the pictures, and if not, the stories behind them. And there was an interesting thing that Debbie and Naomi were talking about today, was for when you do things that make you happy and chill out, say if you were to do yoga. Well, you go off and you do yoga. Now, the people that actually gave benefit for was the people that enjoyed doing it. So if you didn't enjoy doing the yoga, you weren't actually going to get the benefit. And this could be the same for knitting and any other sport. And also, which that breaks my heart, this one. If you don't like eating something healthy, such as wholemeal bread or vegetables, then you're not going to get as much goodness as the person who does enjoy eating the wholemeal bread or the vegetables. So then I wondered, what's the point in feeding my children the things that are good for them if they don't like them? But I'm a mother and I shall carry on. You will not get off that table until you have finished your dinner. Especially that stuff you don't like. Except the mushrooms. I don't give them mushrooms anymore. Right. We watched Blue Planet 2 on Sunday night on said television. And I was really touched by the walrus looking for a safe place, ice floe, to keep its baby away from the polar bears. Now, the polar bear standing beside it looked like the size of a puppy in comparison. I've been very conscious to recycle even more than normal and not waste anything. And we're away next Saturday to test drive a fully electric car and find out more about them, as whilst I know they aren't the total answer, they need things to meet the battery, and also the question of how it's charged, where it's charged, how electricity comes from, where we can drive to, how long it will take to charge, how much will it take, actual facts, save the environment over a petrol car. But every step us humans take to save this downward spiral to destroying our beautiful planet is a step well taken, in my humble opinion. And I am very much of the opinion that, yes, humans are creating climate change, and if they are not creating it, they are certainly accelerating it. I kind of then pounced on the Use It Up ethos, that Use Up the Stash patterns by Knit British and Tipsy Knits Bodcal. It's a great way to use the sum what you already have. And I've been kind of trying to do that myself, for thinking, oh, I've actually used up all my stuff I bought at Edinburgh Yarn Fest. I'm going to try and use up the stuff I got from the Loch Ness Knit Fest. And if you're using up the stuff that you've bought, save the baby walrus, slowing down the consumption. Twinset Ellen has a new cowl design out. I know, I'm just going from something that's not new, but you can buy this by PDF and it just comes downloaded to whatever electric device that you have, and therefore she's not posting it. It's called Checkbox Cowl and is for Aran weight, and for you knitting for Christmas or just because it's cold, you could get this made over a weekend. I'm letting you have time off for sleeping, eating and drinking too. I'm possibly going to see Thor at the pictures, but I'm pretty sure that you could do this. In fact, do you want a race? I had thought, I like the look of that. Ellen is like that. And I thought, I wonder if my last lot of handspun would work. Now, the problem being here is that it's not iron weight, nor enough yardage, but it's nice and soft. It's a really lovely neutral colour, so it would knit up fast and go with everything. What's not to love about that? See, Ellen is like that. She comes out with these things. I then found some actual Aran weight, light green, camouflage, kind of hand-dyed, and it's Hebridean Aran yarn that I bought in Stornoway this Easter for Sandy. And I asked him at the time, I said, do you like that? Yep. Do you want a hat? Yep. And when he came home from school, he says, would you like a hat or maybe a cowl? And he said, cowl. I don't know whether he'll wear it, but if he doesn't, I can. So if you're in the market for an Aran cowl for a present, and it's pretty enough for us, it's pretty enough for them, it's handsome enough for them, or it's handsome enough for us, it's unisex, go look this out. It's the Checkbox Cowl. I've cast mine already this morning. so we can have a race. I've got a slight advantage to you, mine is cast on. I didn't even have to print it out because I look on my phone, and that's saving the baby walrus too. Hopefully. Oh, I don't know how much the charge of... Well, I think that's just too microscopic, isn't it, really, when you're trying to figure out the charge on your phone as opposed to using a piece of paper. Right. Just a quick note on last episode's review of the New Leaf Alpaca sock yarn. I listened back and something occurred to me that I had not mentioned and feel that I should. First, you still want this, and I recommend it, as it is really, really lovely yarn. So, I'm not going to say but here. I am going to say that there is no nylon in this yarn, which I did not see. And also, the twist is not really tight, because I did say it was on the splitty side. It's not tight twist. So if you're going to make socks for yourself or presents, then take this into consideration if you need a really hard wearing sock yarn, as whilst I think this will felt up lovely, and it will make wonderful baby or bed socks or fancy wear socks that you're just wanting to show off with, it has a lovely light stretch to it even without the nylon. They might not have that durability if they had a drop of nylon or silk in them. The tease water in the BFL will assist with the sturdiness of it, and I love it, and you will too. And now you have more facts about it than a child's homework presentation. Phew. I just listened back and thought, why didn't I mention that there's no nylon in the twist? There, I can rest easy now. It's out on the 24th of November. It will cost £20, and it's from an alpaca called Nikki. I mean, I really just don't need to say any more.
The swap section.
Swap. The annual Christmas or winter decoration swap thread is open for you. We have plenty of time to put your name down yet, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. This year, same as before, you include a handmade or a very nice shop-bought decoration. There's loads of different religious celebrations around this time of year, so this is an inclusive podcast. So I say Christmas or winter because not all our listeners celebrate Christmas, but they do like to take part in the swap. So it's up to everybody to offer up or find out if you do or do not celebrate winter or Christmas or whatever it is. I don't actually celebrate winter, but I have to be in it. Also, please to include a note to tell the receiver about the decoration, something about yourself and your hometown so we can learn a little bit about each other and spread the love. I really, really love taking out our Christmas decoration box. Just making sure that the bairns don't get in there first and spread it all out. Oh no, I can feel that anxiety coming on. And think fondly of my listeners past and present. Please sign up the third week of November, and it's to be posted the first week of December if posting abroad, and then you can also have it displayed.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up, we've got two. November, which will be next weekend, there is Gardening Witch Jane's Festival. It's at the Priory School, Bedford Road, Hitchin, on Saturday, the 11th of November, from 10 to 5. Tickets cost £7 on the door and can be booked in advance for £5, better be quick. £4 for concessions, children between 11 and 16. Children under 11 have free admission. Actually, I really like that because you're going to get the bairns interested in crafty stuff, and also the mums and dads who craft, and grannies who are taking them along as well, they're going to get a fill of what they want to see. Go to www.festiwool.com. and get your tickets and stuff there. So good luck, Jane, and she's got some really, really beautiful items for sale. So go and support Jane and all the people at Hitchin. And coming up in March, the weekend of St. Patrick's Day, is the Edinburgh Yarn Fest. And they put out the tickets, which sold out instantly, for the Christmas party, and have fun. Not jealous. Not at all. Totes not. Yeah, yeah. And I'm Christmas tree green with this one. But I have my own parties. We've got the craft fair for the school coming up on the 9th of December. I'm not taking a table this year. There was much, but why not? And there was... I'll happily help you with teas and buy raffle tickets and other stuff. But I don't feel I want to take a table this year. See, I stood up for myself. It's great. I don't have the stress this year. I'll leave that for when I'm excited about going to Edinburgh. You can't buy your tickets until, I think, next year anyway, so I don't think there's much more to report other than I just wanted to talk to you about
the beaker section. Me, 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 me!
Me, me, me section. Now, I've really been working on my Dragonflies Rising shawl by Helen Stewart. I am on the last section of this now, and I put all the beads on. I ran out of beads last night. My kingdom for 5 beads. And I used Wandering Wool sock weight, and it's a merino, cashmere and nylon, and it's a black ink blot colour. And tell you what, see, when you're doing beadwork, it's excellent to have a small child that puts the bead on the crochet hook and hands it to you. You get it done so much faster, which is recommended. And she didn't manage to spread the beads everywhere. Maybe it's her fault, that's why I've got 5 less. I bought these beads when I was with Nora, when we were over in America, and also the yarn and the dragonflies rising remind me of seeing the dragonflies when I was on holiday, and keep it in a beautiful project bag from Nocturnal Knitter Gail, who posted it me as a present, which has some dragonflies on the front. So hello, Gail. Well, you're giggling, aren't you? Gail's got this gorgeous giggle. She should bottle it. I'm quite enjoying this. I think it's because I'm on the second half of it now. I feel like I'm actually getting there, although my rolls are getting longer. I've got an increased roll to go now, and then I've just got to do the last section. And I'm not going to put any more beads in it, I don't think. And I'm just looking forward to being able to wear this. I think it'll have a beautiful drape with the cashmere and merino in it, and also with the beads it'll sparkle. And it reminds me of Nora and Gail and seeing dragonflies. And also Helen, because she's lovely. She loves my podcast. It says so in the pattern. I am a proper dauber. That is a terrible thing to write, Louise. What did you put that in for? Proper dauber. Dauber's not a word. I am absolutely and utterly finished my Newell cardigan by Cecily Glowick MacDonald. I used Blacker's West Country Tweed in red. And I was in fact wearing it today. I've taken it off just now because I was doing the dishes and I didn't want to get it wet. But it's lovely and cosy. The yarn's nice to work with. There is the old bit of veggie matter you've got to kind of pull out as you knit along. Block's nice. And what it doesn't do nice is have silly putty slime stuff that your child puts onto it. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, that, exactly that. So last Monday night I had left it out of its knitting bag and thought I'll sew in the ends, but Richard was sitting on that side of the couch and I couldn't be bothered going over there to get it, and I thought I'll do that tomorrow. Daisy came through Tuesday morning. Mummy, Sandy's put some slime onto your cardigan. My mum later said to me in the day, did you cry? I says, I'm not even at the stage where I can yet cry. I had thrown it straight into the bath to soak and thought, well, I'll sew in the ends after I have blocked it anyway. And it picked off bits of it. I don't know what it was, that this silly slime putty stuff was, because it was made by one of the children and Sandy had got hold of it. It's now banned in my house forevermore, and it says on the internet that you can get silly putty off by scraping off the excess with a flat knife and then spray it with WD-40, which should take it out, and if it leaves a stain you can use rubbing alcohol. Doesn't say what to do in knitwear, but it hadn't come out with the soak, and I then took a hand soap, which was white palm olive soap. Shouldn't really do it near wool, but I gave it a bit of a rub and whatever it was dissolved. I've a feeling it could have been a bit of cornflour. I don't know. There is a slight stain, but because it's a tweedy kind of yarn, it's on my back, and maybe just with the shadows, you can't see it. Naomi couldn't see it. Debbie found it. Mum found it. I can see it. You wouldn't even put it on me in the first place because you're even nicer. You're not stupid enough to allow silly slime even in your front door. Let that be a lesson to me. Right, so that is me finished that. Thoughts on the pattern. Didn't like the way it was written. Sorry, Cecily Clout MacDonald. It didn't seem very intuitive to me. And it wasn't just myself. I speak to somebody else who had tried knitting something of hers. Couldn't do it. Has never gone back to it. And it was, I think, the same pattern, actually. And even with me finishing it, she said that she didn't want to go back to it either. However, I've had quite a few compliments. It's nice and cosy. I actually think I could have gone down a size and made it smaller. Also, because I made longer arms, I think I could have had another decrease for the forearm part. But it's okay. The yarn's not really going to grow too much. Because it's a drop shoulder, I have to just make sure it's sitting properly, because otherwise it will go a little bit too long my arms. Love the pockets. Absolutely love the pockets. I think this is where the style of it's very modern and quite interesting. It's a, oh, that's so simple yet effective kind of style. I like the style of the pattern and I do like wearing it. Would I make it again? No, probably not. Well, maybe I would, because I know what to do and wear part of it. And I would use the yarn again, but not for this cardigan. I would use something else, I think. The yarn is sturdy and I think it'll hold well. I don't think it'll grow. You don't want something that'll grow for this cardigan. And you can't put anything heavy in your pockets either, because it's wool. But pockets. We watched the other one of the Lord of the Rings the other day. And Daisy was going, put Dobby on. It's not Dobby, it's Gollum. Is he not Harry Potter? Is he the same one? No. Really, we need to sit down with our children and watch them from start to finish and be able to, with maybe with a DVD, pause it and explain as you go. Okay, I wound the yarn for the Moonraker cowl. I'm using Pine Trees or Pine Hills Trees yarn. I can't remember, actually. Now, I know I got this from USA from a few years ago, but I can't remember where now. I don't remember if I won it in a raffle or I bought it, but it's purple and possibly I even got posted it from someone, I don't know. But when I'm finished the Dragonflies Rising shawl, this is going to go into the needles, so I shall carry on with my beading. And it has a fan, feather and fan type of pattern, and you put beads in it. Hello, Perplexed. I did cast on my Woolly Wormhead Scoury hat that I bought, and you can now buy from Rebels Craft Shop for the kit. And I... look at me, I'm cast on. Slightly awkward with the actual initial cast on because I'm using a crochet hook. And also, I don't have that size of DPN interchangeable tip. And I thought, I can't do this. Because that's what the pattern says I should use, so therefore I will use them. I'm not going to bother about gauge swatching because it's a hat. Yes, I know I should. Stop looking at me like that, Mum. You're all Mum. Because I would tell you to gauge swatch. But what I then remembered is I have a set of straight needles from way back at the start. So I went off and found the appropriate sized needle and started casting on. It's really awkward. It's so long and it was quite uncomfortable. So something that I would have to get used to. You do a provisional cast on and then you do one colour, then you start attaching the next colour and then you go back to the other colour, and didn't realise that you have to put your working yarn back behind what you're working on, otherwise it sticks out. yeah. So I had to rip it back, and then I didn't know really where I was with the short rows. So what I've done is ripped it right back to the first row, and I'm actually quite tempted just to rip it back right to the professional cast on. I think I might do that actually, and use post-it notes to keep my place in the pattern, because I need to. Do you know what would be really good for this is Knit Masterly app, if this was on it. Hannah K. Ross, make it so, please. I can't wait to get this done. I love, 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 love the colours of this. Just winding both them balls and working it through my hands. It's a little bit on the splitty side with them needles, I have to say. It's colours of it are glorious, though. Helen is something else when it comes to dyeing stuff. Right. Spinning news. I did try the tip of putting fibre, because my BFL Tossa Silk is very flyaway. It flits, flit, 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 flit away. I think it would give a hummingbird a run for its money. And I tried the tip that Spunning Lady gave us to put the fibre into a very, very, very slightly dampened cloth. And it did help. Not completely stop the flying away. It was more of a jackdaw kind of flying as opposed to a hummingbird. Not that we get hummingbirds, but, you know. So it did help, so that's good. I haven't really done much more on it. And also, today Naomi was wearing her Hebridean hat, which she had finished by Louise Tilbrook. And she had used some of Berlin yarns from the Hebrides at Burnery. And she bought this in Loch Ness Knit Fest. It's beautiful. The colours are gorgeous. The pink and the lime and the grey together are just stupendous. I know, adjectives of so much greatness. Now she has hers in double knit, and they now have them available in 4-ply. And I said, have you put a photograph on Instagram? And she says, no, not yet, because I just finished blocking it last night. But I did send them a message and told them that, not that she's soaking, but it's her favourite yarn ever to work with. So I'd say that that was a compliment and a half. The hat itself is lovely. She said it was fast to work up and she really enjoyed making it as well. So if you want to make a Louise Tilbrook Hebridean hat, use some Berlin yarns. And you too can be like Naomi. But put on your Northern Ireland accent first. Of course. Crochet front. I really still do want to crochet an Incredible Hulk because we're going to see Thor Ragnarok. But, I will put a button here. Neither Sandy nor Daisy wanted him. Sandy wanted Starman from Guardians of the Galaxy and Daisy said she'd have a She-Hulk. Oh, listeners, come here. Yeah, closer. Have you ever heard of She-Hulk? I didn't hear of She-Hulk. Oh, yeah, cried the comic book fans. Oh, I didn't know. And I thought I was a reasonable Marvel fan. And then I looked on Sandy's big poster of Marvel characters and says, where's She-Hulk? I'm out, she's not even real. No, she's there. She-Hulk is a thing. I've never seen She-Hulk on any of the films. I'm too old, I think. Anyway, there is a pattern for it in my Marvel crochet book, which is by Katia Gallows. Remember, I got this for Christmas and it came as a kit. And you get enough yarn to make Spider-Man and Captain America. Neither of them wanted Spider-Man or Captain America. Great. So, what did we say? I cast neither of Starman or She-Hulk on. But I did start Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. And I currently have 2 legs. I'm going to have to actually go into my stash to double check for more Groot brown coloured yarn. He is a tree person, which is a bit more fierce than Treebeard, by the way, for you non-comic nor cartoon buff film buffs out there. I am not yet Groot. I have 2 legs. Actually, I think one's slightly bigger than the other, but don't look too closely. Well, actually, I tell you what did happen was last Wednesday, I had said, right, and I picked up the bag, put the pattern book in it, and I knew there was loads and loads of yarn in there. Even put my little grey girl notion pouch in there because I knew I needed scissors. Checked that the crochet hook was in it. Look at me, I'm so organised. Said to the children as we left, which Marvel comic do you want? Do you want a Thor or do you want a Hulk? A Hulk would be good. Yes, we're going to see the Incredible Hulk because this is the way I speak to them. No, no, this is what we want. Oh, right. And then I got to Thorso, having stopped at Castletown to jump off a Daisy handover posting thing for Richard and dropped off Daisy to Richard and he took her home. Blah, blah, blah. Boring stuff. And got to Thorso, sat there, all smug, nice and quiet, had got a table, it was fine. No book. Daisy taking it with her. So I was a little bit upset. And I said to Richard, Wheely, 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 Crivens have got no pattern book because it's Daisy taking it home with her, because I even went and checked the car. Yeah, sent me back a picture of Groot pattern from the book for me. But because where I was in Thurso, I didn't have enough 3G reception and didn't get it in time. So what I did do was sat and wound all the little skeins of yarn in my little bag and then rewound them and then rewound them. And then thankfully somebody came in and started talking to me because I felt sorry for me. Look at that strange woman winding yarn and not doing anything with it. So I make sure that the pattern book is there, but I do need to look out some grey yarn for, and some more brown yarn for Starman's trousers. It doesn't matter what colour you have, you never have the right one. So I did enjoy doing the crochet actually, and then I can do a leg in an hour. So on to the sewing front. Back in Edinburgh Yarn Fest, I had bought a drop cloth sampler and I had completely forgotten about it. I was rifling around in my stash and found it, and also in it there's a penguin button that I had bought. I thought, oh, well, that's a penguin button. My friend Mari likes penguins. I'll make her something. I haven't made her something, but I've found the penguin button. And I took the drop cloth sampler as well as my A to Z embroidery stitches book with me to textile artist, and I stitched some two colour chain stitch on it. It's quite fine work and I had to use one strand of embroidery floss, but it was quite nice, and I had never even heard of a turkey stitch before. Possibly you have, Sheila, because you're the most wonderful stitcher ever. I really must go and have a look on Sheila's blog of Gold Threads and catch up with her. So hello if you're catching up with me. And I quite enjoyed just sitting working on it. I'm really struggling to get started with sewing or making of my textile art piece for the Caithness Skies. I just can't seem to... Well, I've taken lots and lots of photographs and the sky was absolutely vivid pink last week. You know, I have a photograph on Instagram of the sunrise and then the sunset. It was glorious. It kept changing from second to second and it just didn't do it justice of how actually quite scary it looked, because we knew there was a storm coming on the Saturday. You're lying. It's not going to be nice tomorrow. The whole... red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Who knew what was going on? Apart from the weather forecasters, because they've all been to university to understand what meteorological things are. Oh, so I'm just really, really struggling. That and the Debbie Lee inspired piece. Dorothy had come in with hers finished and she had been over in County Antrim and taken a photograph of a hill, Mount Dinny. I can't remember what it was called at all, and it was beautiful. I just almost cried. It was so good, and I just can't start mine. I have material set out, but every time I take it, I think, and so I've left it. I've moved the stuff about a few times. However, I have been sewing on the sewing machine, not embroidery, for my Etsy shops. I'll tell you about that next in the shoppy section. After the library corner, I listened to a couple of Rebus books, Ian Rankin old novels and short stories, and this is on a podcast called Jukebox Radio. It was interesting to go back to the beginning with Noughts and Crosses and Strip Jack, both of which are before mobile phones were police issue, and I think that really adds to it. I have out the library just now Terry Pratchett in his own words, A Slip of the Keyboard. It's Reflections on Life, Death and Hats. And There are diary extracts, essays and talks he given through his life. It's not quite an autobiography, but very Terry Pratchett, extremely funny. Observationalist, especially the ins and outs of the author's tour of Australia. I was laughing out loud and wishing I could remember him. Currently reading Guards, Guards to Sandy, and we finished reading The Wintersmith to Daisy, and we need next to get I Shall Wear Midnight. On to the shoppy section. Now, I got a request to make a Carmen Tartan project bag for a very lovely Etsy customer. And if you look, there's a list on the front page of the shop that has what tartans I have in stock. And if you let me know, there's a button on there that says custom order. And I will more than happily run you up that one. The shop has... Well, I then sorted out the Etsy shop and renewed a couple of things. And thank you very much for your purchases the past week. I really, really, really appreciate it. The shop has a Red MacGregor, a Robertson, a Grant, two Royal Stuarts. And this is a tartan that you can wear if you don't have a clan, if you wish. And new to the shop is silk scarves, and these are hand-dyed by me and the microwave. I did have a Caithness Tartan Notion zipped pouch, but it sold, and when I went to make another one, it kind of cut it wrong. Oops. I was cutting once and measuring twice, but cutting before I measured properly. So it's not in yet. I need to redo that, yes. Look, geese, honk, honk, honk. But if you feel you would like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast, but get stuff back as well, then please do go visit www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. Or you can support the podcast, get nothing back if you want, and that is paypal.me/Caithness Craft. I'm happy to review any patterns, books, yarns, notion, if you're in that line, please don't be shy. And I'm open for relevant sponsorship for future episodes if you're interested, or know someone else who is, then let me know.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me spaff on. I like to add that my opinions are mine and sometimes Richard's. I occasionally get facts wrong, but I try not to. I really don't do it on purpose. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry, Etsy, Twitter, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as Caithness Craft. You can get the podcast from Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The music is from Free Music Archive and is called Entertainment for a Brain Dead by a friend. Thank you for listening. Save the baby walrus and keep on crafting.